back. I'm back. I'm back. I know I've been away for donkey's years. Listen, I'm here now though. Yes. So just take it. Right. We're going to get into, I think it's part four of our scales series. And I'm going to start off with the harmonic minor scale, simply because that is the scale that everybody loves, everybody talks about, everybody wants to do, everybody wants to listen to. So we may as well break it down together and get you on your way to dominating and bossing the harmonic scale as well. You ready? Okay, let's go. Okay, so we're going to think about this from the key of C. So when we think about the C major scale, C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, right? The big difference as to how you will then turn it into a harmonic minor scale is that you need to flatten the third and you need to flatten the sixth, but the seventh remains raised. So as opposing to C, D, E, F, G, A, B, C, we're going to flatten that third and flatten that sixth. So then it will sound like this. C, D, E flat, F, G, A flat, B, C. Yeah? So doing it all together, we will have C, D, E flat, F, G, A flat, B, C. If we forget the note letters and we just focus on the actual sound, let's do it over a E. E. Yeah, that's why it has that. That very sensual kind of sound to it. So let us pause. Let's put a little something, something behind it and we'll practice it together a couple of times. You ready? Okay, let's go. All right, now, so we are going to implement this harmonic minor scale by saying the E vowel. Ready? E. I'll let you go again, two, three, and...